Thank you and good afternoon. Early this morning, officers with the Arcata Police Department responded to an alleyway on 9th Street after a fight occurred in that alleyway. When officers arrived at the scene, they located a group standing in the alleyway next to an unconscious man, who was later identified as 24-year-old Daniel Epperson. Several witnesses said that Epperson, who was unknown to the group, approached them with an argumentative and aggressive demeanor. Epperson then took out a billy club and struck a man several times in the head. The victim ran to a nearby business to report the assault to the police. Epperson continued to follow the man with his club. However, in a sudden turn of events, the victim punched Epperson one time, rendering him unconscious. After receiving medical treatment at the scene, Epperson was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, while the victim was transported to Mad River Hospital for treatment of his injuries. In lieu of new water restrictions put into effect by the state in early April, the County Board of Supervisors sent a request for the Humble Bay Municipal Water District to be exempt from the new water restrictions. Central and Southern California are the areas most affected by this historic drought, and 2nd District Supervisor Estelle Fennell thinks that Humboldt County is already proficient when it comes to limiting water usage.
So how do you get water into the Central Valley? How do you get it to the farmers? How do you get it to LA and all of those places? And really, where we are, that's not really part of our picture. Yeah, we're actually very good about water use and conservation in Humboldt County.
The environmental impact and possible financial shortfalls in the county were some of the reasons that a request for exemption was sent. A man's life was saved on Saturday night thanks to a group of hikers and emergency personnel who responded to the scene at the Lost Coast Trail. The group called emergency personnel after discovering a victim who suffered major injuries from a fall along the trail near the beach at Miller Flat. Personnel kept in contact with the hikers, and with the incoming tide, the group had to move the victim to higher ground. A rescue crew began hiking 5 miles to the south due to weather conditions and how dark it was. They reached the victim around 2 a.m. and were able to establish a new landing zone for 2 rescue helicopters that were called to the scene, but they were unable to land due to the heavy fog. At that point, the only option was to transport the victim via ATV to Big Creek, where he was taken to an out-of-area trauma center by helicopter. Eureka Police and Caltrans team up tonight for a community forum. Dan Squire has more.
In an effort to combat driving under the influence as well as distracted driving, the California Highway Patrol will team up with Eureka Police and Caltrans for a community forum tonight at Eureka High School. The focus will be on the dangers of reckless, distracted, and dangerous driving. The forum begins at 7 and runs until 8. On Thursday and Friday of this week, the CHP will be at McKinleyville High School to conduct its Every 15 Minutes program, which highlights the dangers of driving under the influence.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Measure Z was put into effect on April 1st, and on Thursday night, there will be a Citizens Advisory Committee meeting to discuss how the revenue from Measure Z will be spent. There have been plenty of suggestions on how to distribute the revenue from the sales tax hike, as evident by the $19 million in requests and 180 submitted suggestions. However, California Highway Patrol Captain Adam Yeager thinks the priority list is simple.
When someone calls 911, what do they want? They want law enforcement, or they want emergency medical to get their fire. If they're injured, they're going to want an ambulance, right? And if there's an arrest, then they want that person to go to jail, stay in jail. If we're dealing with somebody with mental health issues, or we're dealing with children that need to be taken care of, those are all, to me, those are important. Those are what's important up top.
Yeager said that one of the reasons he joined the committee was to hopefully bring back better coverage for the outlying areas of our region.
You know, back in the 90s, we had the outpost, the sheriff's office was covered in Hoopa and was covered in Garverville, and we had resident deputies in Bridgeville and Shelter Cove and Oric and in the outlying areas. And all of a sudden, we've just kind of forgot about that. And it's the norm is they're responding from Eureka, and it's not good. because we're having to respond and not do our job because we're helping out.
After Thursday's meeting, the committee will meet two more times on April 30th and May 4th. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.